So most people live in a fake reality, and it starts when they're a child, and because they were not raised by somebody who's wanting to teach them reality, they actually wanted to teach them to enable, you know, the parent was getting their identity from their child or something like that. And they all, and if you watch them when they were being raised, they had all these people around them that were above them that were, they actually pretty much hated each other, but they needed each other, and they hung out with each other, and they vampired off each other. It's weird. It's just bizarro, man. So you can't not understand, it's impossible to not understand that most people are in fake reality because they were raised by fake, you know. They go to that job, and then they go home and turn the TV on, the fake reality TV, and put them to sleep. Think about it. The whole system's designed to put you to sleep. And then you had Facebook come on the scene, and MySpace, and Instagram, and TikTok, and all that. That's just foolishness. I mean, it's really, really just total foolishness, to be honest with you. It's not even real. The fake reality that was put in front of people is really the deal. And so they grew up believing fake reality because their parents believed fake reality and taught them fake reality. Throw them in front of a TV. Threw them in front of a TV to keep them busy, you know? It's bizarre. Totally bizarre. All I have to do is say, do you have to know if somebody's in a fake reality? All I do is say, do you have a TV? They say, yeah. Do you watch TV? Yeah. Period. Fake reality. Do you listen to the music of the system? Yeah. Do you know the words to songs? Yeah. Fake reality. Fake reality. It's all fake. It's fake, people. You're being entertained to sleep. You're being what's the word? Mused. The word mused. You're amused. They're musing you to sleep. Amuse you to put you to sleep. I really just can't even put words into it. I mean, it's just, amusement is to muse you to sleep. It really is. I'm talking about the system's amusement. It's okay to create your own stuff, but just to sit there on a log or on a couch and be amused to sleep, that's just not even right. Think about it. Amusement. To put your mind into amuse. Into amusement. Amusement. To amuse you to sleep. I mean, seriously. It's really real. I mean, even me saying this is like, I wish I could stress it 1,000 times more than I'm stressing it. Because people will just laugh and say, oh, so you think I'm being put to sleep by the TV? Yeah, I know it. I'm 1,000% sure of it. The music and the TV is putting you to sleep. 1,000%. 100% positively putting you to sleep. you're being amused to sleep and don't even know it. Amusement. Wake up. If you can't see that every day's a repeat, even when the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, and if somebody reveals it to you, the sun comes up every day, it's the same stuff happening every day. If you can't see that the every day's the repeat, then you're asleep. It's up right here in front of you. Do you feel like every day's the same? You ask somebody, do you feel like you've done this 1,000 times? Yeah. And you say, well, why? You know why? Why? Because you have. Do you feel like you've done this before? And somebody says, yeah, because you have. The reason you feel like it, because you have done it before 1,000 times. Let's see, 365 days in a year. 10 years old, that'd be 3,650. Let's see. Yeah, 10 years, 10 times 365, 3,000. Double that, 6,000. That's 20. Double that, that's 12,000. That's 40. Double that, that's 24,000 repeats at 80 years old. 24,000 repeats by the time you hit 80. That's when you talk to somebody. That's why when you talk to somebody older, unless they're still asleep, and it's sad if they are, when you talk to somebody older, they don't get excited because they've already seen it 80,000 times. There's no new game. There's no new game. If you're going to change the United States system, why not? Okay, so you want to change it to socialism. Come up with something new, but you can't. So all you can do is come up with some kind of Venezuela socialism, and it's going to destroy itself faster. Every nation destroys itself over time. Nations need rebooting. The money system needs rebooting. The day needs rebooting. Your mind, your body, your land needs rebooting. 7 years, reboot. Everything needs to reboot. Your computer needs to reboot, right? So this whole system, this whole downcasted system needs to be rebooted. Instead of watching TV, why ain't you out there making money? To get out of debt. Not to be making money just to be making money, but to get out of debt. Or instead of watching TV, why not meditate on the truth? Crack open Proverbs and Psalms and Ephesians and Colossians. And if you really want to be blessed, read Revelation. Use this laziness. The reason people don't, they're just lazy. And the reason they're lazy is because of the sugar. If you realize the poison that they, the game that they played on you, the sugar, the poison, and you realize the game that they played on you is real, and you wake up to it, you're going to get mad. You're going to get really mad, and you're going to be on guard no matter where you go, because you're rubbing shoulders with people who are connected to the TV and the music, and they think like that. And just because they are connected to it, they're in the matrix. They're in the delusion. Illusions and delusions, friends. And as long as you stay connected to those kind of people, you're going to stay deluded too. But when you break free from the illusions and delusions, and you no longer rub shoulders with them, you see through it. I don't care who it is. Most 99.99% of the people that you rub shoulders with, they're in delusion. And you tell them something like what I'm telling you, they'll say you crazy. The reason they can't see it is because they're in it. They're too close to the forest to see the trees. They're too close to the chalkboard to see the writing on the chalkboard. And as you get closer and closer and closer to the chalkboard, you get more blind and more blind. Your peripheral vision is gone, and you just can't see nothing. The writing that's right on the wall, that you're in a simulation. And you have to ask yourself, if I'm in a simulation, why? And the reason is, the outside doesn't change, the inside changes. The purpose of the simulation is to change your inner man day by day to the new creature, state to state to state, moving you from one state to the next state, to a higher ground, to a higher understanding. That's what's happening.